This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show on the day before Thanksgiving. We are working, and we appreciate you guys working hard to keep us on the radio. That is always a good thing. It is Sigmund Bloom time. We have moved him up a little early from the 2:30 time that we normally do, so therefore the phone lines are open. Let it fly, 713-780-3776, HR and P listener line. You can call or text that number with your questions. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Basically send them to Barry, because Barry's the one that kind of stacks them and racks them, and we get them for Sigmund as quickly as we can. With all that being said, Sigmund, welcome to the show. We always appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great weekend and all that, and appreciate you joining us with all the hustle and bustle going on with the holidays.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your crew and your great listeners, and I hope we're all getting our heart rate down to a normal level after Monday night.
Dude, what Mahomes is on bye next week. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, Mahomes and Goff. So everybody we got to watch on Monday night, you don't get to enjoy them in your lineups this week.
Is Lamar Jackson worth a flyer in that regard?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking for a bye week coverage quarterback for Goff or Mahomes, I think I would rank them Lamar Jackson and then Andy Dalton. It looks like A.J. Green's going to be back, so he's got some viability. Dak Prescott still looks pretty solid on Thanksgiving. He's been running in a lot of touchdowns. Baker Mayfield has a good matchup. Actually, Eli Manning has a good matchup. Been playing really well, and Philadelphia's defense is in shambles. And then going deep, and this one just should make you feel good inside. Play Nick Mullins against Tampa Bay. Anybody who can execute or play as designed can make yards and touchdowns against Tampa Bay.
I guess. I was gonna say. Speaking of Tampa Bay, also, is that an avoid from a quarterback perspective?
I don't think so. As hot as they were
before, I mean, you don't know who's gonna be out there.
It's true, and I do think you could see Jameis Winston implode and cut us off at the knees like Ryan Fitzpatrick did, but I think they'll at least give Winston one full game before they pull the rug out from under him, unless they're looking to go to Ryan Griffin, and it's a good matchup against San Francisco, and Winston looked good when he did come in. And when you add up the numbers from the passing game last week, it was still a really big game for the Tampa Bay passing game.
Looks like Trubisky's not going to play tomorrow, therefore Chase Daniel in at quarterback, but more so, how does that affect all of the other weapons on the Bears?
Well, it takes the wind out of their sails, really. Darius Slay's been banged up. He's going to have Allen Robinson, and Slay was not in when these teams played a couple of weeks ago. And you also have Anthony Miller, Taylor Gabriel, Trey Burton. Maybe Trey Burton is a better play because Chase Daniel's probably going to focus on shorter, high-percentage throws. Tariq Cohen. I would expect we're going to see Jordan Howard get a ton of carries. And mostly I expect it to be a low-scoring game, the first one tomorrow.
All right, so 713-780-3776 is the number. You guys know we always take phone calls first and then your text and tweets. So if you have a fantasy question for tomorrow and Sunday, 713-780-3776, get them in now because Sigmund will not be here tomorrow to answer questions. So one more time, 713-780-3776. Let's hit the phone lines. Tyler has a question. Tyler, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? I've got a question. PPR Fournette and Mixon, which one would you go with?
I'd still go with Leonard Fournette just because he's getting so much work, including in the passing game. Mixon is a better play than he has been in recent weeks with A.J. Green coming back, but I'd still give the edge to Fournette.
All right, we got the number out a little late, so we're still waiting on some phone calls, but we do have plenty of texts to get to. Work the waiver wire and need help on the flex spot. Should I start Gus Edwards or Cameron Brate?
I'd go with Gus Edwards. I wouldn't expect things to change. It looks like Lamar Jackson's going to start, and that's good things for Gus Edwards.
Rams on a bye. Defense, Cowboys, Bills, or Lions?
The one that's playing Blake Bortles, Buffalo.
And then Valdez-Scantling or Tyler Lockett?
I'll give Lockett a shot. You know, he's either been getting a long touchdown or drawing a long pass interference, and I do think Seattle's going to air it out to have a game with Carolina on Sunday.
713-780-3776 if you want to call or text the show and get your questions in for Sigmund. Speaking of two quarterbacks that we just mentioned, somebody wants to know Winston or Mayfield?
I give Winston the edge just because I think we're going to mostly see Nick Chubb run the ball 25 times against Cincinnati, whose linebackers are depleted. Mayfield will still be a solid play, but he doesn't have the ceiling that Winston gives you.
All right, let's go with Chris on the phone lines. He's got a question for you. Chris, what's up?
Hey, man, how you doing? Andrew Luck or Carson Wentz going forward?
Andrew Luck. Everything is coming together for this Indianapolis offense, the offensive line, the running game. T.Y. Hilton is back in full force. Luck is one of the top 3-5 quarterbacks going forward.
713-780-3776. Get your calls into Sigmon right now. Steven is on the line and has got a question for Sigmon as well. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Jimmy, Howard out. Jimmy Graham's out and Howard's out, tight end. I got no other tight ends. What's the one I can waiver wire?
Sure. Well, Cameron Braid is the first option just because he's going to replace O.J. Howard. Antonio Gates looked like a young man last week. I might give him a shot. Johnny Smith has really come on for Tennessee with their receivers banged up. He's playing Monday night in Houston. Maybe Jeff Heuermann, just because Case Keenum is playing it really safe. That means Heuermann's getting a lot of underneath targets. He's playing Pittsburgh this week.
Hey, Sigmund, I want to get back to the Chiefs. I know they're going on to a bye, but I remember you saying that you are super concerned about Sammy Watkins and his ankle. Considering the fact that they're going into the bye, is that guy a healthy choice perhaps next week, the following week?
Well, after what happened Monday night when he was a somewhat of a surprise active and then folks thought, well, we can put him in our lineup. We expect a lot of points and yards in this game. He played one play, caught the ball, and limped off the field. That, to me, signifies that I need to see him get in a game, produce, and finish before I trust him, and then I'm happy that I have him. But in the meantime, it might be a good idea to pick up Chris Conley, who was really productive with Watkins out. And Watkins has had problems with his feet before, so this is something a bit ominous.
All right, 713-780-3776. We're going to extend the segment a little bit because we got started a little late. But to Clint on the phone line, Clint has a question. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, I got a fantasy question. I got two flex spots I need to fill, and I got Kenyon Drake, Kiki QT, or Theo Riddick. Any ideas?
Yeah, I'd go with QT and Riddick. Kenyon Drake's in the non-contact jersey in practice. I don't feel like we can trust Adam Gase to use him. Theo Riddick's going to play a huge role tomorrow with Kerryon Johnson out, and Kiki QT's back and healthy, and he's always going to get a big target share in this Texans offense.
Shannon's up next. Shannon, go.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm blowing everybody away in my fantasy league, so I decided to make it.
That's what braggers get.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shannon, you start bragging and
this is what you get for
karma catches up to you, man.
Wow, that really sucks. All right.
Sigmund, what's the deal with Mariota? Definitely out this week? Because they're obviously he's playing the Texans.
Well, day-to-day, and I think we already saw he was limited in practice. I think that he's going to be on track to play Monday night. We've already seen that the Titans would rather play a limited, compromised Marcus Mariota than a fully healthy Blaine Gabbert.
Rightfully so, too. Hey, somebody wants to know, Golden Tate, is he droppable? I mean, it's a 10-team PPR.
In PPR leagues, I don't think so, because I do think you'll see him get more and more involved, and this is going to remain a pass-heavy offense this week against the Giants. Could be a solid game for him.
All right, back to the phone lines. Andrew, you are up, my friend. Go.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, I wanted to know if you guys think this is a fair trade or shenanigans.
Okay.
Julio Jones and Lindsey, the running back for Denver, and Christian McCaffrey and Allen Robinson.
Ooh, I think that with Philip Lindsey coming on, it's a pretty even trade. And, without knowing the score, I mean, in PPR league, Christian McCaffrey is pretty exciting. And with the Mitchell Trubisky injury, though, I think I'd probably rather have the Julio Jones side.
Mac Daddy on Twitter says Demaryius Thomas should be a starter or wide receiver option or bench.
Bench, but wait and see. You know, he can still play, and we saw what Will Fuller did in this role. And I think the new balanced Texans offense is good for Deshaun Watson because he's not taking as many hits. But if we look forward on the schedule and we see teams like Philadelphia and Indianapolis where the Texans might have to open up the offense, those could be good games to have Demaryius Thomas in your lineup.
All right, which kind of sucks because I ended up with him in an auto draft league and thought, oh, well, that's good. And then it was great until the trade, and now he's kind of been a non-factor the last couple of weeks. Is Jimmy Graham a play or a sit?
No, and I know they're going to try to have him play through this with a broken thumb, but I just don't see how he can be productive. He wasn't productive with two healthy thumbs, so I am afraid that in regular redraft leagues, you can drop him.
All right, let's last call. Daniel, you are the lucky last question of the day. Go ahead.
These four running backs out of Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, Dalvin Cook, and Philip Lindsay.
I would go with Chubb for sure. He's a top five running back play this week. And then Philip Lindsay. He's red hot, and they're getting more involved in the red zone and in the passing game.
All right, Sigmund, I got a Thanksgiving question for you. We were talking about this earlier on the show. Are you a mixer of sides? Do you care? Do you mix it all together, or do you keep them all separated?
I mix, but I keep the cranberry sauce. I don't know if I like that tart flavor, but letting the gravy and the stuff that holds the green bean casserole together and the mashed potatoes and the stuffing, that's the good stuff.
There you go. Hey, tell them folks how they can get a hold of you and what you guys over at footballguys.com have to offer.
Yeah, I do a, of course, I'm on Twitter at Sigmund Bloom, and I do a message board thread until games kick off on Sunday morning to answer questions. If you remember the Football Guys message board, which is free, I do 9 episodes of Audible every week, our free podcast. And then our site has you covered for DFS, IDP, Dynasty. We've got apps, a lineup dominator, a waiver wire trade dominator, all kinds of good things going on at Football Guys.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I can attest, I use the draft dominator, and I can't imagine that the lineup dominator isn't as good. So if you guys are having questions and you can't get a hold of Sigmund, definitely download that app and get it installed because it will save you week to week. Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com, man, we appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving, bud.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Thanks.
All right. There we go. We got them in. I tried to get as many as I could. Sorry on Twitter and the text lines if we didn't get to them. But we try. Every week we try. Like we said, hit the phone lines if you didn't get your text or tweets in every week. You got to hit those phone lines.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we're at the halfway point in the show, which means we still got 90 minutes to go. That means that you've got a lot of time to still get in here and be a part of the usual suspects. You can do that by calling 713-780-3776, where you can call or text that number or hit us on Twitter. Back with the second half. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You get the world that you made.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.